All right. Well, good morning again. I'm back. I get the pleasure of talking to you guys this morning, and so I'm super excited about that. And, you know, there's we always say it, but man, don't we hear a lot of good stuff? And I've been reading the Bible, like most of you probably, and the hope that's there and the way it's coming alive, it's really cool. So I encourage you, if you aren't reading it daily or weekly or whatever, get your nose in that book. It's really good. It's the best book you're going to read. So I love it. And there's things that I've known, the stories I've known, but some of them I don't think I've ever really read through. So again, read your Bible. It's very cool. It's better than the stuff that you're watching on TV, I promise. So get your nose in the book. But I do want to talk to you this morning. It was brought to my remembrance that years ago, the Lord brought me a verse, a scripture, and I'm going to read it to you. Let's just start with that. It is in Ephesians. It's in Ephesians. It's Ephesians 6, and I'm going to read a verse before. But this verse was given to me years ago, and basically what I want to talk to you today about is how it's changed and how the Lord has added to me in it, and what a blessing that is. And so it's Ephesians 6 and 5. I'll start in 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Good morning. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Let me read one more. Oh, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. And the actual verse was verse 6 that was given to me years ago, and I'm just going to read it again. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. And years ago when this was brought to me, I was much younger in God, and it really stuck out to me because I was definitely a men pleaser. I wanted and to do what everybody wanted in this life, right? I wanted to make sure everybody was happy. And I think, I don't know if women, I'm going to say, were a little more, I think, susceptible to that in this life. And men, I'm not saying you aren't, but men pleasing and serving them. And when this scripture was given to me, I was going through things in this life, which we always are, and I took it here. I took it in the physical. I took it as the here and now, and God was telling me I don't have to please these people, and I need to do what's best, right? And, man, God's added to me over that because he then showed me to take it within and not to please myself, not to please myself, but to please him and to serve him. And that has grown in my life so much. Because he has shown me where I erred in that, where the spirit of error worked in that, because I was pleasing myself over him. In other words, I was serving myself, my own thoughts, my own wills, my own desires, my own lusts. Say it however you want. It was serving myself. And man, he's added to me. And there's so many things that I could go into, but we know the verses, right? I don't know if they're coming to you guys about being a servant. But we need to be servants to the Lord. And what does it mean to be a servant? It means you serve the Lord. You're doing his will. We're serving him. We're doing it for him. And like I said, man, I was serving myself. And God's just showing me the evil in that and how every time I chose that, I was denying him. And you say, "Why, you denied the Lord?" Yeah. When I choose my will over his, I am denying the Lord. And so I am so thankful for the journey because I didn't know I was doing those things. And like I said, when I first got this scripture, man, it's probably been close to 20 years now that the Lord gave me this scripture. And a lot of growth has happened. Thank the Lord. It's been through him. But I want to serve the Lord. I don't want to serve myself and my own needs. And that looks so differently. And man, you will get accused of being selfish. You will get accused of not caring. You will get accused of a lot of things in this life, but don't worry about it. right? Their judgment is very little, right? It says that in the Bible. I don't need you to judge me. The Lord will judge me, and he knows the truth. And so I just think I don't have a lot to say about it, and I could go on in examples, but I do want to just emphasize again that who are we here to serve, and what does that look like? And if you're serving yourself and you're going after and you're making it about you and you're making the word of God about yourself, that's what we're doing. And that's what I did for years. Like I said, I took it outward, and then I brought it in, and it was still, God had to teach me more. And what's awesome, he's going to keep teaching me, Travis. He's going to keep showing me that you've got to serve me. That voice, like they sang this morning, the voice in your head, sometimes you think it's God and it might not be, but that's okay if he shows you. If he's teaching you, praise God, because that's the goal, is to keep growing. And I know that God has more in store for me and for each one of you, because he loves you. And so when those corrections come and God says, you know, you took that verse right there and you made it all about Jennifer. You took that verse, Carrie, and man, it was all about you. That wasn't about Jesus. It wasn't about his salvation. And so I just want to read it again, because not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ. Are we the servants of Christ? Is that what we were called for? We were. And I preached this a while back about being called and chosen. And if you accepted that, you said, Lord, I want to serve you. I'm going to lay down my life and I want to serve you. And, you know, we don't know what that always is, right? We're like children. It's, you know, you tell a child to do something and they, they think they know what you want and they go do it. Go clean the dishes. Ugh, you forgot to use soap, you know, or you didn't dry it or you did whatever, right? They think they know. We think we know how to serve the Lord, but we don't. But you know what? He's going to teach us and he's going to show us and he's going to say, do it this way. Don't get offended. Don't get upset and say, God, why? Because he loves you. And so not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ. Doing the will of God. See, it doesn't say doing the will of Jennifer. It doesn't say doing the will of your family. It doesn't say doing the will of your work, right? All these things that distract us, like Christy's preached so many times. It's not about pleasing those things. This morning, you know, during prayer request, I was thinking of some people that we all were. Their life is coming to an end here real soon, this physical life. But if you're doing the will of God, that's okay. That's okay. If you're serving him, those things can come. You can have the peace. And so let's serve God. I'm thankful. And again, whether that means showing up early to make coffee, whether it means planning Easter celebrations, whether it means getting up here and speaking when Pastor Brian asks you, whatever it means, whatever God has put in your heart, Lily, whatever he has spoken to you, do that. Do that with all your heart. And he's going to keep adding to you. Because like I said, when I read this scripture, I mean, I can read it over and over, and I think of how I used it. Have you ever used a scripture? How I used it at that time in my life. Okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. Okay, generally. But see, that was wrong. It got me to where I am, so I'm not despising it. But every time I read it, God adds to me in it. And that's why, like, I just want to keep reading it. Not with eye service, right? Not with eye service, as men pleasers. And again, who's that man we're pleasing? So, but we're the servants of Christ. And so let's serve the Lord. Let's serve the Lord this morning and every day. Every day in your life, just love him more. He's going to love you more. And it's a beautiful thing. And so, like I said, as soon as something like this gets put on your heart, man, the scriptures start coming, don't they? I see Carrie looking. She's like, that brought me that. And it's true, because that's what God's doing. He's writing it in our hearts, and he's making us have that connection to him through it. And so, you know, what I think is awesome is I read that, and I think, man, I know this scripture now. God's worked it in my life. But you know what? He's going to work it. I promise you, after today, me talking to you guys about it, God's going to add to me. And that's so cool. Jen's shaking her head, because it's true. Every time you speak to the Lord and you fellowship with him, he gives you more. It might be a correction. So what? So what? I heard one of the elders preach the other day, what's wrong with going through the desert? Is that so bad? What's wrong with going through Egypt? Is it so bad? No, get that other mindset. Yeah, I didn't understand this verse when God gave it to me, but I understand it more today. So praise God. So I just want to encourage you guys. The first thing I said was get your nose in the book. Man, stuff pops out. Pastor Brian's been talking about hope, and I was reading Leviticus, you know, and you're like, there's hope in there? Heck yeah, there's hope in every scripture if you read it. And so some of those chapters, you know, we just read over, but there's hope. There's hope in everything because we're doing the will of God, right? We want to do the will of God, and if we're doing the will of God, it's going to be good. So be encouraged this morning. Go back and read those scriptures that God's given you. Let it be a remembrance to you, and he'll keep adding to it. And you won't be the same as you were. When I first got this verse 20 years ago, I'm not the same. God's added to me, and I am so thankful for that. And so that's pretty much all I have. I just wanted to speak on that this morning because it's good, and God's changing us. So he's changing each and every one of us. Pastor Brian. Exactly. And the Bible's full of it, right? It's your will versus God's will. And like he said, Saul, he listened to the people, right? They listen, they don't do the will of God. And it's it won't turn out the way you want if you do those things. And it didn't for those two examples with Saul and with Herod. You have to do what the Lord says, and you have to do it all the way, right? You can't say, well, Lord, the Lord tells you to do this, like he did to Saul, and then you do a little bit of it. But then I don't really want to do that part. Well, you just tainted it. You just walked out. You did not serve the Lord. You went after you served yourself. You served a thought in you. And so, yeah, those are very good examples, Pastor Brian, and they're all in the Bible. I mean, it's true. You go through and you look at them. There was one, I can't even remember their names. Was it in Numbers I was reading? But the Lord killed, I think it was Aaron's sons. Weren't there two of Aaron's sons? Yes, and they did not do, and God burned them up. Like, they were gone. And so you want to do the will of your father. You want to serve him. If you don't, there are consequences. But that's a great hope. Like, look at the hope in that, that we have this hope that if we do right, God's got a promise for us. So do you want me to expel more? I don't know. Yeah. There's so many examples, and you can literally go through, you know, Adam and Eve. You can go through the Bible, and we need to do the will of God and do the best you can, and he'll correct you. But what's also great, it makes me think, is how many times did these people in the Bible, these characters, these individuals, ourselves, and God says, if do it this way, and then we don't, and then he says, let me remind you, I need you to do it this way. And then let me remind you, isn't that grace? Isn't that his grace coming to us? But there will be a time when you see it in the Bible where he'll burn them up. He will do righteous judgment. And so we don't want to be in that boat. We want to be in the other. We want to learn. And when it comes to us, repent and turn. And like with that scripture, I thought I had it. Nope. Repent, do more. And so, yeah, it's very good. God is good, and he's teaching us a lot. So anybody else? Carrie?
Here comes Jim. Thank you, Jennifer. This is really good this morning. It made me think of what has been in my heart lately has been what I am doing, and it's my prayer is to be doing unto God everything that, you know, and teach me how to do that. You know, let it be unto you, not unto me, because that's been my whole life. Let's lay that down. And I think it was Brad who brought the scripture out, but it's really ministered to me. But it was Romans 6:13. It says, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And I just, that's my prayer. So thank you for that.
Unto God, right? That's it. Unto God, not unto your family. Like I said, not unto your job, not unto the other people, unto the Lord. So that's good. Yeah, and I love the thought, all the studies that we have and all the thoughts, it all is one story, but it goes into feeling sorry for yourself, right? feeling sorry for yourself, but I want it this way, and I want worldly sorrows going to work on me, and I'm going to be sad, and I'm going to do this. No, if you do it unto the Lord, if you're a servant unto the Lord, those things go away, and you won't think they will, but they do. It still hurts at times because you want things your way, and you see it, and you're like, eh, well, nope, so, sorry, not doing it. It's the Lord's will, so it's got to be unto the Lord. Yeah, for sure. Walker, you ready? Walker's going to come on up. Thank you, guys. I love this. I love the opportunity to talk. And it's kind of cool. I found out last night I was going to talk, and I had a couple of my children over and talked to them about the same thing. So it's just cool when you get your thoughts on God, how it grows and how much you get to love him more, and you get to dedicate your life. You get to serve him, Jim. We get to serve him. And that it's a beautiful thing. So I'm just thankful. So thank you guys for hearing me. Come on, Walker. And those hand claps are for the Lord, right? Amen.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate your thought, because I've been in this similar realm of meditation as well, about loving God and doing everything you do because you love God. And I was meditating last night and meditating on everything that's been going forth in the preached word. And if I had to put a main thought to what I've been thinking about, it's returning to the Lord and returning to that clean mindset and returning to that true love of God from where we are or where we've come into this life. And that thought really stemmed from a thought that we brought up a few weeks ago when we were talking about prayer. How many of you guys remember that? We've been talking about hope, prayer, the three big ones, charity, faith, and hope. But we were talking about prayer and the difference between when you formulate a prayer in the mind or when your spirit truly is praying towards God, and whether you're aware of that or not. And I thought that was so interesting, because there is something within us hidden that is with God, that is clean, that is in the love of God, one with him, praying constantly, seeking the Lord, has this desire to know God. And we are returning to that. We're returning to that true desire. We're returning to that mindset, right? And through every word of God that goes forth, we're remembering. We're beginning to pick it up. We're beginning to catch the thought and realize, no, there's more than just me in this life. There's more than just my desire, right? There's more than just, what do I want out of this life? Do I want to appear to be a good family, a good Christian household, or do I want to return to God? Do I want to return back to the Lord? You know what I mean? And I was thinking about Adam. And imagine this, McLean. Imagine God creates a son from the dust of the earth, right? Then he breathes the breath of life into him. We talked about how before he went out in that deep sleep, that was his kingdom. He was with God. In the beginning, he was with God until God put him in a deep sleep, because he knew he loved him. He needed to help him. And then within that deep sleep, we've taught in this church, and this is one of our big doctrines, that you go through the story of Adam. You go through the Old Testament. You begin to learn good and evil. But there's still that thought that's still with God, that mindset. And we're returning to that place. And that's where we get to enjoy the Word of God. Because when you're sitting here and you're listening to the Word of God, it's not just, well, I'm coming here because it's the right thing to do, and I'm coming here because that's what a Christian would do. No, I'm coming here because something within me heard the Word and recognized it and go, that's it. That's it right there. That is the Word from the beginning. I remember that. That's what I used to live by. That's my family. That's my origin. That is what I'm returning to. And then it changes everything. You go from this place where, well, I'm doing this because I want to do it, to, no, there's a deeper desire working in me. There's something that I'm learning to be more in tune with, but there's something there guiding my life to return back to where it came from. And that's that love of God. That's that hope that we've been talking about, the hope that we will return back to that place. We will return back to that mindset. God will continually add and deliver exactly what you need to get you there. Every word of prophecy, Jennifer, everything that's ever been spoken to you is there to remind you so that you can return back to that place with God. I love that thought. I love the thought of oneness that we've been talking about how God is bringing us back to that place. We were separate at one point. And because whether positioning or prophecy or whatever, you were in the right place, you received the preached word of God, it woke that up, and it started you again, and it began to bring you back to that place. That is such a beautiful thing to realize, and to realize, I'm not here just to be a Christian. I'm not here just to go to church. I'm here to return back to God. Every day, every time I read the scripture, every time I hear the preached word of God, every time I'm in meditation, God is taking me closer and closer and closer back to him. Right, Carrie? Or are we just stuck in tradition where we go, well, I go to Bible studies 5 times a week. I go to church, and that's just who I am. That's just my life. Or is it effectually working in you? Is it effectually changing you? Have the words of prophecy changed you? Have they begin to start your journey back to God, Dad? Right? I mean, how often do we look back at our testimonies, right? We always reference the moment in our life where, boom, you heard the word, right, Jen Gallant? I'm going to give my life to this. Nothing else matters. I don't care what happens in this life. That is my life now. Not a teacher, not a family. That's my life, right? That's who I'm going to be for the rest of my life, right? And that word grabs you. I love that thought. It's changing who we are every single day of our life. You look at the prophecies in the scripture. I was thinking about the disciples last night and how they had the thought, Lord, when are you going to restore the kingdom, right? And they put it in the earth. But when the prophecies went out, when the prophets prophesied in the earth, he was reminding them of your kingdom in heaven. You're going to go back to heaven, to your kingdom, Adam, not in the earth. I'm going to restore you in heaven. That's the word right now. That's the sent word of God that's coming to us every day. So when you sit in church and you're listening to the sent minister of God, no, that's the same word of God, the same word of prophecy that's coming to you today. That'll bring you into that. That'll outpour the Holy Ghost on you. That is the love of God, bro. That is the charity that we've been talking about. I was thinking about charity last night. You could read it 2 different ways. You can read it and go, man, well, I vaunteth not. I have evil thoughts. I think evil. You can think of it in a negative way, or you think of it in a hope. God, I'm returning to that. I'm returning to that love. You know what I mean? But that's my thought is we're returning back to God. He's bringing us back together. The word that's going forth. So that's kind of my thought. I know it was kind of quick, but man, that's what's happening right now. That's what the word of God is doing, everybody. It's bringing us back to God. Does anybody have anything they want to bring out? Anything? Okay. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. There it is right there. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Guys, the Lord is near. That says it. Just call ye upon him while he is near, and you will return to him. That's awesome, Pastor Brian. Does anybody else have anything they want to bring out? Okay. You want to finish it? Okay. All right, guys, thank you so much. Join us tomorrow on Monday night. Keep each other in prayer like we talked today. Keep these thoughts at the forefront of your mind. Know that every word you hear is alive, Travis. This is alive, bro. This word can change you. It can cast out every way you've ever thought, bro, and make you a new man on the spot. All of us have experienced it in one way or another. So, amen, brother. Okay. What's up?
Walker, I've got one thing. Yeah. Like, I really liked what you said and bringing you back into remembrance. It's that word, that preached word, the word of hope, the word of prophecy that brings you back to the origin of where you were. The very promise of God that, yeah, you're going out, but you are coming back, and I will bring you back.
Thinking about you, Dad, with your quickening about dust thou art and dust shalt thou return, right? You had that quickening about Adam. He's going to come back. You're going to go out and learn some things, but you will return to God. That's your hope. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you guys very much. Be blessed, and we will talk to you guys soon.